For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, let's go to Francisco and Hollister. We're asking all of you Warrior fans, what results would feel good at this point? Now, up 1-0, you're in the playoffs, you have an advantage in round one. How far does this go before you feel like, okay, this was a solid run? Hey, Francisco, thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? I would actually say if we can get to the Western Conference and we face OKC, the big juggernaut that they are, I think that'd be kind of good. If we lose, it's like facing the final boss in Game of Death or, you know, Enter the Dragon. We made it. But OKC is a juggernaut. I don't see how we're going to pass that.
Well, Francisco, I'm kind of with you for the most part. Thanks very much. Round two to me, a deep run in round two is where I would start to be like, okay, this has been fun. You're running pretty far. You're getting into the month of May here. Give yourself a shot at the Western Conference Finals. I tell you where I'm not at, though. Like, I'll agree in principle that if they were to get to the Western Conference Finals and if the opponent were Oklahoma City, I do think you lay back for a second and go, okay, let's take a look at how this is, because it's possible that these other 7 Western Conference teams are just wasting their time by sweating right now. It's possible. But I also don't want to overreact to that game one. The same way so many people are asking me to stop overreacting from this game one, I don't want to overreact to that game one. Yes, Oklahoma City's the best team. We already knew that. But that's only one game. Memphis is 2 things. A, not that good. And B, they were really in a tough spot. 2 play-in games, come in exhausted. They did the scenario that we said the Warriors couldn't do, and they had to do it. And so, of course, they were going to get waxed. Looking forward to their next game, which starts here in just over an hour.
Right.
And so we'll take a look and see if they can make more of a game out of it. But Oklahoma City is going to have to do dominant things in round two before I fully believe, uh-oh, they're not beatable. I want to see them do the Denver or Clipper dance. And then we're going to get a real look at, sure, they're dominant. How dominant? How playoff dominant are you? Can you go beat experienced champions? Because that's what they're getting next round. They're either getting Kawhi or Nikola.
Fair. And I do think that based on what they have been and the fact that they smashed Memphis the way they did and what you just said, Memphis is not very good. This is either a sweep or a 5-gamer. And I think that they win tonight by probably 30. The spread's 14.5. And Memphis had a short turnaround in game one, and they got absolutely embarrassed. And now it's a short turnaround, too, in game two. They didn't get the Sunday, Wednesday like the Warriors did. You got a Sunday, Tuesday. And OKC has been home, and they've been rested. And so I know it's maybe a little bit more than 48 hours, but not much more. And so I think that the Grizzlies are really in a tough spot.
Were they a Sunday or were they? You're right. They were a Sunday.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if they were Sunday or Saturday.
They were Sunday morning because all the talk about the Warriors was, oh boy, you have that second play in and then you got to fly there and you got a noon game. And Grandy pointed it out that, you know, they wanted OKC to have that morning game. And so that's what Memphis had. And you got motorboated. And I look at the matchup again tonight and it's 14.5. And if I was a betting man, I would lay the 14.5 gladly.
But you are a betting man.
Not on the NBA.
Well, but
I only bet animals riding on the animals.
Yep. Well, I would argue that the Thunder rode the Grizzlies on Sunday. That was animals riding animals.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So go ahead. Put some paper on it.
I'd have to open up shop and
cash me out one time.
Stop, yeah. Drop, open up shop.
That's
come
right.
On.
And the whole like fade to Denver. So yeah, I like the Thunder. How many of you cowards want to take the Grizzlies in 14.5?
No.
Not a one of you.
No. No.
Fade the Dibber,
no,
my toe.
It's too late. I already gave that pick out. So we're on.
What pick?
I told you yesterday that I thought I thought the Thunder in game one was the easiest pick of the year.
Yep.
And that I would do it again in game two. And I did. I don't think they're going to win by 50 this time. But I don't see, until proven otherwise, I don't see how you can't feel good about Oklahoma City in a home game. I think that they've got that look in their eye, and I also just think Memphis is not that good. So, for me, Oklahoma City's the only team in the Western Conference that gets, I don't want to call it a freebie, but they're going to round two. I think the Warriors are next in line in terms of a mismatch, and you're going to go to round two. And then the other two series are wars. Absolute wars. I thought the Clippers outplayed the Nuggets more in game one than they did in game two.
Right.
But they won game two and they lost game one. If I'm a Nuggets fan, I'm super worried about the way this is going because they have one of the best home court advantages in basketball and it didn't get it done. You didn't get it done. You split. You very, very narrowly even got a split. I don't think the Clippers have some great home court advantage, but the Nuggets are not as good on the road. And if the Nuggets don't get a game in L.A., they're cooked. They're cooked, and the Clippers are so good. They're very, very good.
In Denver, only two games worse on the road. I'm sorry, Grandy.
I was going to say real quick, speaking of betting, and you were talking about the OKC game, have you guys seen the Western Conference standing or Western Conference odds? Odds to win the West.
I've not, but I would imagine that in this moment the Warriors are two.
They are.
Yeah.
OKC's a heavy, heavy, heavy favorite at minus 165. Yeah. Warriors have the second best odds at plus 600. Yeah. So that means risk plus 100 to win 600.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big jump, though, from one to two.
It's a big jump, but they're two. Because, and it makes all the sense.
About the road and the route, the
absolutely.
Bracket. Yeah,
no doubt. It's for three reasons. Number one, remember, we talked about this before the playoffs even started, that not by team, but by player. Steph Curry was the number two odds bet to be the Western Conference Finals MVP. Shai Gilgeous is number one. Steph was number two. So that was clue one. But then it's what you just said. They won a road game, which right now makes people feel much more comfortable about the Warriors advancing than any of the other teams. The other two top four seeds have both lost a home game already. The Nuggets have played twice, but they lost a home game last night. And the Lakers lost a home game over the weekend. And they're playing for their lives tonight. So the Warriors are definitely the second pick. They're definitely the second pick.
So shouldn't that mean that getting to the Western Finals should be like the beginning of feeling good about the postseason?
I mean, but these are odds and those sit there. You have a point, but those are odds that sit there on this day. Those odds could be very, very different. Come tonight.
Yeah, for what it's worth, the Lakers are the third team, and if they win tonight, maybe they jump the Warriors.
You lay the five and a half. It's
desperate. It's absolutely desperate.
And they're the second best home team in the Western Conference.
Great. I will see. Like, there's a piece of me that's looking at the Timberwolves and going, you know what? They might be the more balanced, better team. They really might be. And they do weird things in the playoffs. Don't forget that about the T-Wolves. They won a game 7 on the road at Denver last year. And then when we all thought they were definitely coming out of the West, then they went and just completely fumbled it to Luka and the Mavericks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They do weird stuff. They're very unpredictable. So, I don't know. This one's going to be interesting tonight.
Yeah, take the Lakers. You lay the 5.5. Fade the Dibber all you want. Cuckoosh. Lock it in. That's the pick. The Lakers, and, you know, if you are even of a slight mind about conspiracy theory, they're going to make it so that the Lakers get every chance to win this game tonight.
I hear you. You're probably right. Like, I looked at it, and I wanted to go Minnesota because I want to go Minnesota.
Of course.
But then right before my finger was going to push that button, I'm like, I could see the Lakers winning this one by 17 tonight. It's possible. I mean, the flow of series, you're right. That's how it usually goes. But then again, if you feel that way about the Lakers, do you feel that way about the Rockets? Same situation.
No, and it's because I've done a very deep dive, and I've looked at the ways the Rockets have beat the Warriors and the way the Rockets can beat the Warriors, and the likelihood of those scenarios playing out are kind of unlikely in terms of the way the Rockets have gone about playing these games. And I've looked at all six games between the two, with Steph, without Steph.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With Jimmy, without Jimmy, playoffs, regular season, there are a couple of common threads. The number one common thread...
Hold on, is this Deep Dive Dibs?
Yeah.
This sounds to me like Deep Dive Dibs. Did you do a deep dive today?
I did a massive deep dive.
Okay, this is deep. Everybody get ready. I want to... Yeah, listen up. You can't just like keep driving and talking to whoever's next to you.
Put on your snorkel.
Put on your snorkel. This is Deep Dive Dibs. That's dip. That's you. Oh, that's you going down into the ocean doing a deep dive.
Well, let's get deep.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that you don't get the bends from how deep we're going to get, but we're going to get deep now.
That was a good album by Radiohead. I'm going to age myself there. The bends.
Oh.
It's a good album by Radiohead.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
Well, I'm broad now.
You're super broad.
I'm broad.
And
okay.
Radiohead has actually come back around because my 21-year-old son listens to Radiohead.
He does.
And so in our shared Spotify account, Radiohead algorithms onto my playlist now.
I love that. And you and I kind of are Radioheads. Like, look at us. That's the only thing I can see right now is your head.
It's my head.
And we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The deep dive. The Houston deep dive. If you want to look at all the games they've played with Steph, without Steph, with Jimmy, without Jimmy, here are the numbers. And I know numbers are numbers, but Houston from the field, 41, 38%. They shot 46% in a 1-point win.
Okay.
They shot 41% in a loss. They shot 48% in the 10-point win, which was back when Brooks went 10 of 13.
Yep.
An outlier. And then they shot 39% in the game the other night. Houston cannot shoot. Houston, you have a problem, and your problem is putting that leather spheroid into the metal rim. The one time you were able to do it was because Brooks was 10 of 13. Green was 9 of 19. The Goon had 19 and 14. And you still had to fight to win that game. They can't score, Mark.
It's kind of making me want to go to the bathroom. Is this, how did you feel delivering that over the deep dive waters of the Pacific?
I feel like I need to like reach for my hookah. Because there's a certain amount of gurgling in my past that is reminiscent of this sound.
It's 422. It's not 420.
I apologize.
It's 422. Ooh, whoa, we're going all the way down. Into
Yeah.
Whoa, we're going down deep.
If you want to go a little deeper, Houston wins 91-90.
We're in the abyss.
In the NBA Cup. Houston wins by one.
Yes.
The Warriors had 22 turnovers in that game.
That's the key. That's the
And
that's
they
the,
shot nine free
yeah,
throws.
That's the number. That's the number, if you want. If the Warriors, what did they have the other night? 11 turnovers?
Yep.
All right, 11 turnovers?
And even though they gave up 22 offensive rebounds?
They're going to win every time.
Didn't matter.
They will win every time. That number goes up to about 15 or north. That's where the Rockets can win again. You keep it down 13 or less, you are going to win every single time, almost. I mean, like, there can always be stuff, right?
Yep.
Yes, Fred VanVleet actually could go 6 of 8 from three.
He hasn't.
He's allowed to.
Yep.
But to me, that's the number in the box score that I want to look at. I don't want to look at the rebounding advantage because it didn't matter. They overwhelmed the Warriors rebounding and lost by double digits. So I don't care about rebounding. I mean, I care, but that's not going to decide these basketball games. I think the Warriors' turnovers, that decides the basketball game. If you take care of the ball, you don't let the Rockets fast break, you put them in a half-court set, they're not very good at it, you win. There's your ball game. There's your practice, boys. Go have dinner.
Yeah, for me, it's turnovers
and
it's fouls. And in the game where the Rockets won by one in the NBA Cup game, there were a total of 25 fouls called. And as we've mentioned, the average in an NBA game is 38. So that game had 13 fewer fouls called, and that's where Steph Curry had one free throw. And you didn't have Jimmy Butler yet, and so you couldn't get to the foul line. They were 4 of 9 as a team for the game from the foul line. So even though Houston couldn't really score, the Warriors turned it over 22 times, and there were no fouls called, you lose.
How did everybody like Deep Dive Dibs? Who's dead? Yeah. Except for the music. That's not music, but the sound stopped, and you should have brought
this. Yeah, because we resurfaced.
No, but he was deep diving still.
No, we can always deep dive again because there's more. I mean, there's so much more.
I'm going to get you flippers for your birthday.
Not bad, yeah.
I'm going to get you some flippers.
One thing
don't
about.
Don't be a flopper.
No.
But you can be a flipper.
One thing about me, and I don't know if it's that I don't know how to, but I just don't like to snorkel.
Oh, I'm terrible at it, too.
I can't do it.
I did it one time, yeah. and all that we got out of it was funny pictures of me. And then one time I did it in Hawaii, and I thought I was going to die. I almost drowned.
Well, snorkeling different than scuba diving.
Yeah, no, scuba diving.
Right. I've never scuba dived, but that, at least, to me, would be easier because you just breathe into the thing.
Oh.
Snorkeling, you have to, like, contain, like, the tube, and you can't inhale, and you got to only blow out.
Well,
and
see, I think it's scuba's harding, that much harder. There's actually a process there. Snorkeling, you just got to make sure that tube is up straight. You just got to make sure it's above the water. And then
no, but
you're fine.
You dive down, and that's the key to snorkeling is you go under, and you have to be able to keep the water out.
No, snorkeling you're supposed to do only on the surface.
Well, you can go underneath, and then when you resurface, you blow out the water through the snorkel.
Yes, you could do that, but scuba allows you to go deep.
Yeah,
you know,
easy.
You love factoids. Do you know what scuba? It's an acronym.
Yes.
Do you know what it stands for?
Something underwater breathing apparatus
that
is the last three.
That is correct.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Get him a ding.
Get this man to Jeopardy.
Self-contained underwater breathing.
Yeah, thank you.
Five dings for each five
appreciate
letters.
Appreciate it.
There you go. Self-contained is technically a dash. But anyway.
I had to work my way through
five
it.
Letters.
It's just true.
Yeah.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Yeah. AKA Aquaman. He has that. And he has that.
but it's built in.
Yeah.
It's on the inside.
And he's got that whale talking thing, too.
It's on the inside that is what counts. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.